Coping with online piracy. Almost from the dawn of the information age, media producers have bemoaned the loss of profits incurred through digital piracy. The international reach of the internet, combined with its ease of access and anonymous nature, has made it an ideal venue for would-be pirates to illegally obtain and distribute copyrighted materials. So-called peer-to-peer programs have lured computer geeks and ordinary users into becoming witting or unwitting lawbreakers as they copiously upload and download songs, movies, games, software, and other digital media free of charge. Those in support of more stringent anti-piracy laws claim that in the U.S. alone, the annual loss to the economy is somewhere between $200 and $250 billion. Needless to say, producers, and some artists, have been frantically searching for ways to counter this state of affairs and put an end to online copyright infringement. One of the biggest challenges to overcoming online piracy has been persuading foreign governments to conform to international agreements on Internet Intellectual Property Rights, IPR. According to the Business Software Alliance, the highest rates of piracy are in Central and Eastern Europe, followed by Asia-Pacific and the Middle East and Africa. Even though many countries in these regions signed the IPR agreements, a number have been dragging their feet on enacting meaningful anti-piracy laws. Lenient penalties and lapses in enforcement allow perpetrators to continue their illicit activities with little fear of reprisal. Largely due to pressure from the U.S., the status quo has been reversing in recent years, and governments are becoming more conscientious about acting in accordance with the agreements. China, for example, has launched several campaigns to crack down on violators, conducting raids, imposing fines, and subjecting online pirates to imprisonment. Likewise, Japan, although it is not among the worst offenders, signed an amendment to its copyright regulations into law, promising stiff jail time and substantial monetary sanctions for those found guilty of online piracy. Efforts to stamp out online piracy have not been without criticism, however. The proposed U.S. Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, encountered severe resistance. The act sought court orders to prevent advertisers and payment services from doing business with offending websites. Search engine links to the sites would also have been forbidden, and internet service providers would have been required to block users from accessing the sites. Opponents of the act claim that its embedded threats to free speech and innovation outweighed the potential benefits touted by supporters. The opposition was so strong that several popular websites, Wikipedia being the most prominent, temporarily shut down their services in protest. Others, such as Google and Tumblr, posted protest messages and encouraged users to contact congressional leaders to voice their opposition. Surprised by the negative response, several lawmakers withdrew their support of the act and consideration of the bill was postponed, which effectively scuttled it. Critics have also expressed the point of view that successfully wiping out online piracy is neither possible nor necessarily desirable. If we take a glance at prevailing attitudes, it is clear that the majority of computer users think there is nothing wrong with downloading or sharing copyrighted material without paying. According to a study by PricewaterhouseCoopers, 81% of users who have pirated media say that they will continue doing so despite the possibility of getting into legal trouble. Most of these users are either unwilling or unable to fork out the necessary cash to pay for the media they are pirating. While individuals have been successfully sued for illegal downloading, a Minnesota housewife was fined over $2 million for downloading 24 songs, such verdicts have turned out to be Pyrrhic victories. Many people feel that such harsh penalties are not commensurate with the relatively minor nature of the offenses. Because of the ill will that has been generated, media producers have retreated from suing individuals, focusing on pirating sites instead. They want to remind users, though, that illegal uploading and downloading are still dicey activities. They not only rob producers and artists of income they are entitled to, but expose users to legal risks, not to mention computer viruses and the inferior quality of pirated material. 1. What is being done in order to crack down on violators of online copyright in Japan? 2. Why was consideration of SOPA postponed?